McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
On the precipice of maybe the most hotly anticipated fight of all time, Hyperbole is actually not what we're talking about here. This is reality. I'm excited and delighted that we've managed to wangle a few short minutes with Mr. Coach Kavanagh, who joins us in studio. Hello, sir.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure, a pleasure. The last time we met, it was fleeting and brief. It was down on Nace Road for the LucasAid training day. Mm-hmm. And we played out that interview. And what I really liked about that was your philosophy on how you imported fighters, amateurs who wanted to learn to fight, and how you interviewed them. And you kind of, you know, just got inside their psyche and what their motivations for fighting was. And I saw a photo on Connor's Instagram. Did you see it? About the guy who was sleeping in the back of his van outside.
That's right, yeah. He's still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
What's his story?
He's a fighter from Wales and he's trying to break through. And I guess like music industry or something, there's a long period of being broke. And then if you get the break, it can work out quite well. As it obviously has for Connor.
Yeah.
But he's one of the many, many people that is trying to get that break. So he bought himself a little van, put a bed in the back of it, and he comes over from Wales and he lives in the back of the gym, sleeps in the van, and trains, and every couple of weeks goes home. But just one of those guys trying to make it.
Because apart from all the bravado and the press and the mayhem that surrounds your whirlwind with Connor, those little moments, the real moments, I suppose they're probably bigger than the, you know, the bling stuff that stay with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing everything I can to try and help him get that break. He obviously has to do his side of the bargain.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time we get if someone like that ends up being successful, it's a massive moment of pride. Yeah, like you said, there's the big the Hollywood aspect of what we do, but it's those type of stories that keep me going.
Yeah, okay. We will talk about obviously the impending fight soon, but you've partnered up as an ambassador for Lynx with SBG. What's that role and what's the aim and what you want to achieve out of it?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool when they came with this idea. I think everybody has some nostalgia with Lynx. I know I certainly have had many a Lynx shower in my time when I hadn't got time to get properly ready and just spray it on, but.
Anyone's ever been to the Gael Tucked will know all about that. 13 lads in one room waking up for class on a Saturday morning.
yeah, that's it. And then, you know, over the years, they've sort of changed their model as well. It's not just for like kind of teenage boys now. They've matured with their advertising and with their smell and their brand as well. So, you know, my gym takes a holistic approach. We fight well, but you'll see my fighters, they tend to look after themselves and look good too and smell good too. So I just thought when I was approached about it, I thought the partnership made sense, and I'm very proud to be part of it.
So if people want to get some FaceTime with you, I know there's a pop-up shop, a Lynx pop-up shop on South William Street on the 6th of
July.
July.
South William Street, yeah. So just, you know, keep an eye on my Twitter and Instagram, stuff like that. I'll give you plenty of notice, and come along and say hello. Wishes well for this big fight.
If you are doing social media stuff, of course you could enlist the help of your younger brother. Does everybody know that John and Snapchat superstar James Kavanagh are brothers? That guy he's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the real rock star of the family. I'm just trying to learn a little bit from him, but he's a gas character.
Do you keep kind of up to date on his life more through his social media than actually talking to him?
You know, I think I've heard this is a lot of people's end of day routine. That me and Orla lie back and we watch his Snapchat story. And that's apparently how a lot of people close off their days. But he's just great fun to be around. He's great fun to follow. Very proud of him as well, all that he's achieved. Yeah, great kid.
I'd love to get into, obviously, the impending fight. Before that, though, Coach Kavanagh, you're in charge of the national airwaves. I'd like you to pick a song. What are you having?
It's going to definitely be Guns N' Roses anyway. And
yeah, it's Lane.
I was indeed. Great night. I'll go for Don't Cry.
Okay, Guns N' Roses with Coach John Kavanagh back after this. That right there was Don't Cry, Guns N' Roses, as chosen by Coach John Kavanagh. Him and SBG Gyms have teamed up with Lynx, and you can keep an eye on the Lynx for Men Facebook page and John's socials for information about that particular campaign. Now, John! I'm really scared about this because when I walked in to meet you before the interview, Lynn, who you work with or works with you, she said, "Oh, I heard your show yesterday," and I was saying, "Hey, Coach Kavanagh's gonna be on the show tomorrow." And I believe my verbatim phrase, I don't think Connor's has much of a chance, but I'll put that to John. And then I referenced how Donald Trump called Sean O'Rourke an asshole before he was president. And that's now Sean O'Rourke's business card. And I was wondering, will my business card by the end of this interview be Coach Kavanaugh punch me in the face?
No, your opinion is shared by many people. So
now, my opinion is not based on my deep knowledge of either boxing or MMA. I'm a casual fan. I enjoy the entertainment spectacle. You know, both. Like, Conor's an incredible athlete. Nobody doubts that. What he's built for himself out of hard work, out of bravado, out of athleticism, out of your successful partnership, undeniable. Mayweather, to everybody's pandering, is one of the greatest boxers of all time. And because Conor is stepping into his world and not him into Conor's world, everybody says immediately Conor's at the big disadvantage.
Yep, that's the common train of thought. Your knowledge is impeccable, but that's not how it's going to go.
Now, okay,
of course you're going to ask me
educate
why.
Educate me.
Of course you're going to ask me why.
Why, John?
Well, look at it this way. Boxers have failed to beat Mayweather with boxing. He's proven himself to be almost perfect against boxers. He's 49-0, barely being touched in 49 professional contests. He's doing it his whole life. So the guy that's not going to beat Mayweather is a boxer. That's almost undisputable at this stage. But Conor doesn't fight like a boxer. Of course, we're in the boxing rule set.
Yeah.
But Conor will bring looks and styles. Even just the fact, the level of confidence. And a lot of fighters I've noticed with Mayweather, they almost go in just kind of happy to share the ring with him. They're sort of, you know, they play second fiddle and they're almost happy to do that. They're these kind of quiet guys to let Mayweather rule.
Yeah.
He's not going to get that with Conor. He's not going to get any unearned respect from Conor. Conor's going to be in his face from the start. And as seconds turn into minutes and minutes turn into rounds and Conor's still in his face, still walking forward, still talking to him, still putting him under pressure, Mayweather's supposed to tie with him. Mayweather's not supposed to get touched at all in this contest.
How do you mean he's not supposed to get touched? That's the commentary.
As in, the common train of thought is that there's such a skill disparity that Mayweather's just going to play with him in the boxing ring. He's not going to be able to even get close to him.
Yeah.
What happens when Conor does hit him? What happens when Conor is there going into the later rounds, still talking to him, still putting him under pressure? I still think that it's going to be difficult for him to deal with mentally when Conor starts landing shots and starts bullying him in the clinch and using his attributes he has. He's got range on him. He's got speed on him. He's got height on him. He's got weight on him. He's got age on him. All of these things are going to start adding up. And like I said, I think as the rounds start going by and Conor's still there and he's going back to his corner and they're starting to fall apart, screaming at him, why is that beginner still in with you? I kind of think of like Rocky IV. You remember like you had that turning point. Rocky starts winning. So that's what I'm looking for.
That was written by a Hollywood writer. But this would be like Conor can lose. Just devil's advocate. Obviously, all your focus is on winning. But if he was to lose, it doesn't damage his reputation. Like Mayweather has more to prove almost than Conor.
Oh, 100%. Mayweather has more to prove. Conor going the distance is Mayweather will be questioned about that. How did one of the best boxers of all time get brought 12 rounds by a novice, in inverted commas? If you went the other way around,
yeah.
If Mayweather was coming into my world and Conor came back after round one, not having put him away, I'd probably pull him out of the cage and I'd go in. Because I put Mayweather away in a round in MMA. That's 100%. I know what the mentality would be like the other way around. And I'd find it hard to handle Conor going into round 3, 4, and 5 with Mayweather in MMA. So how are they going to handle Conor going into the later rounds with Mayweather? And I think that's going to play a huge role because he's such a big ego anyway. And
Conor or Floyd?
I guess both. but Floyd for boxing. And they've this sort of such snobbish approach that they're the only ones who know how to box, this science that only they understand and all these secrets that they have. Okay then, well, August 26th, let's see what's up. Let's see how you do handle when Conor starts landing and going into later rounds, because I think that harsh reality smacking him in the face is going to be devastating.
Has all the commentary been, oh, what are you doing? You're just, oh, this is just, it's for the money. Wah! Has it all been that and is it pissing you off?
Well, I would say, why would people go into a boxing ring to smash each other in the head if it wasn't for the money. That's bizarre.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
What are you doing?
For the crack.
You're not doing it for honor or something like that, or for a shiny belt. That'd be an idiotic reason to risk getting hit in the head. You do it for one reason. Katie Taylor is fighting for one reason only, to make money. Conor McGregor is fighting for one reason. All professional level fighters, if they have any sort of intelligence, they fight for one reason, and that's to make money and then leave before there's any. My only response to that is, if Conor wanted to make a lot of money, there would be much easier ways to do it than the training he's putting himself through is very tough, very grueling, and he's going in to fight a really good fighter.
Yeah.
I mean, why not just do a few movies in Hollywood? Why not just do a couple of ads? He'd make that money. You know, even with his spending, he would have a lot of difficulty of spending everything he's made so far. So money is not the motivation here. Competition is the motivation. That's what gets Conor up in the morning. He loves being told he can't do something and then doing it.
Final little question. Because Conor's a new dad, it's probably the biggest distraction you could have, I guess, because his internal instinct is, I just want to be with my son. It's probably actually not the fight rather than his son. The fight probably hasn't come in the greatest time in terms of his life curve.
Yeah. It was actually funny. The other night we were reviewing sparring footage, which we've done many for all his fights, many of his fights. But this was the first time where he was bouncing a baby on his knee while we're doing it. But I actually think it's brought out a different side of him. I think for a father, it's want to even get more protective. Like, what, he's not just fighting for his next suit now. Now he's fighting to secure his son's future.
Yeah.
And that hits a raw part of the brain that I see a new intensity in him. And I think that it came at the right time.
Okay.
Not the wrong time.
Well, hey, listen, it is the biggest, most anticipated sporting spectacle in living memory, probably at this stage. So we wish you nothing but the best. In spite of what the bookies say, an upset would be cause for, I think, a national day of holiday and celebration. So in that regard, every single one of us are behind you and backing you.
Thank you so much.
Best luck with the training. Thank you so much for your time.
Much appreciated.
Coach John Kavanagh, a pleasure.